1 minute after midnight. You're tuned to Destination Out. And tonight on Destination Out, we're going to feature Philadelphia vibraphonist Khan Jamal, also plays marimba. And recently, David Ginsberg, who I heard Robert mention earlier tonight, contributing things to both of our programs all the time, let me know that the first Khan Jamal album had been reissued on record and CD, and managed to run a copy of the album down recently. It's called Drum Dance to the Motherland. Came out 1972 on a local Philadelphia label originally called Dogtown Records. Original copy sold on eBay for about $1,700 earlier this year. And the reprints, I think, are almost out of print already, so they didn't press too many of them on the reprint. And there's, I think there were three albums on the Dogtown label, or Bayard Lancaster, and then another group work. Sun Ra had moved from New York to Philadelphia in the early 70s and influenced some of the local Philadelphia musicians to produce their own music. And Dogtown Records and Bayard Lancaster, Khan Jamal were a couple of people that were inspired to do that. And those albums on the label are extremely rare. I found a copy of Bayard Lancaster's album years ago at a record show, like talking maybe 30 years ago or something. But I never came across the Khan Jamal record, and in fact, didn't know a lot about it until maybe 2 years ago. It remained a very obscure Khan Jamal record. They have a probable recording date for 1972. It's an incredibly unique album, a mixture of kind of Sun Ra and jazz and Africa and all kinds of things. Very uniquely recorded as well. The lineup is Manette Sudler on guitar, Billy Mills on bass, Dwight James drums, Alex Ellison on percussion, and Khan Jamal on vibes. And I want to, on the album reissue, there's some liner notes that were inserted in the record written by Ed Hazel. And I just want to read the opening paragraph that he wrote, because I think it's it kind of sets you up a little bit for what you're going to hear. Okay, Ed Hazel, quote, "There's not another album on the planet that sounds even remotely like vibraphonist Khan Jamal's eccentric one-of-a-kind masterpiece, Drum Dance to the Motherland. 30 years after its release, the album's tapestry of sound, fearless abstractions, relentless grooves, cool swing, flashes of ecstasy, and pan-cultural embrace remain powerful and beyond category. One of only three albums released on the Philadelphia-based Dogtown label, it was barely distributed beyond the city's limits when it came out in the early 70s. This long overdue reissue rescues it from obscurity, a really stunning document of musical exploration, a classic session that perhaps will now acquire the status it has always deserved." Ed Hazel, unquote. And so we're going to hear the title track here in a moment, and we'll come back and talk about it a little bit more later on. Khan Jamal, Creative Arts Ensemble. Thank you. 1972, Khan Jamal and the Creative Arts Ensemble, Drum Dance to the Motherland, Billy Mills bass, Minette's Sudler guitar, Dwight James drums, Alex Ellison percussion, Khan Jamal, Vibes and Marimba. 25 minutes after the hour, this is WCMU, your music and NPR news station. Continuing with Khan Jamal, back to another album produced in Philadelphia. This one came out in 1982 on the Jambrio label. Another small label, but I believe this one was printed in higher volume than the original one. But pretty obscure record. It's called Infinity. Some of the tracks on this album were reissued on an CD on the Stash label later on in the 80s. But anyway, this is a band with Byard Lancaster on sax and flute. Clifford Burton plays harmonica on a track. We're not going to hear that cut, though. So Omar Hill, percussion. Bernard Samuel, piano. Reggie Curry, bass. Dwight James, drums. And Sonny Murray, also on drums. Khan Jamal, vibes and marimba. Nubian Queen. Thank you. Music from Kanjamal, Kanjamal, our feature artist tonight, from the album Don't Take No, a tune called Peaceful Warrior, Kanjamal on vibes, Mark Kramer piano, Manette Sudler on guitar, Warren Ori on bass, and Dwight James on drums. I was just noticing while that track was playing there, that tune Peaceful Warrior, that the guitar player and the drummer were both on the first album that we played from, the real obscure one out of Philadelphia. So anyway, I didn't realize any of those people continued to play with him through the years. So learned something. Kanjamal Quartet from the album Dark Warrior. Before that, that's on the Steeplechase label, recorded in 1984. A tune called, we heard the title track with Charles Tyler on baritone sax, Kanjamal vibes, Johnny Diani bass, Leroy Lowe on drums, who was a drummer on the early Rena Rama tracks we heard earlier on. Then Kanjamal from the album Infinity, a tune called Nubian Queen, opened that set up. And we are at 10 minutes in front of the hour. I got one more Kanjamal track to play here for wrap up our feature. I'll play cuts from him maybe in the upcoming weeks, too. I just was playing earlier stuff, 70s and 80s tonight. So this next one is on the Gazelle label, recorded in 1989, Kanjamal Quartet with him on vibes, Dave Burrell piano, Sonny Murray drums, and William Parker bass. This was produced by Sam Charters, which is interesting because he did a lot of blues albums in the 60s, early 70s. We're going to hear a tune called Family of the Spirits, Kanjamal. Thank you. Don Jamal from the album Speak Easy, Family of Spirits. And that wraps up our feature on Con Jamal tonight, centered around the reissue of his first album. And I think those are already starting to become kind of obscure. So hope you enjoyed the feature. We got another hour of music here, so stick around. We'll be right back.